This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Light snow will continue in Denver and most of northeast Colorado through the day. Denver International Airport has seen around 8 inches so far, with the plains getting even more. But Jim Kalina with the National Weather Service says many areas in the I-25 corridor are getting less snow than expected.
This storm system, it kind of, in the last minute, it kind of intensified slower and it drifted to the north.
Many government offices and schools are still closed. Highs along the Front Range today top off around 30 degrees. Democratic Governor Jared Polis discussed crime and safety during his State of the State address Tuesday.
Because every person deserves a safe home and a safe community. And in 3 years, I want Colorado to be closing in on our goal of becoming one of the top set 10 safest states in the country.
Polis supported strengthening penalties for auto theft and broadening Colorado's so-called red flag gun law. But fellow Democrat Representative Jennifer Bacon of Denver says criminal justice reform is also needed.
One of the things that we want to put on the table, if we're going to say that the state needs to be top 10 safest spaces or places, we need to also be sure that the criminal justice system doesn't create victims.
Grand Junction has a new chief of police. The city has selected Matt Smith, who has been the interim chief in the department for the last 3 months. The city says Smith was one of three finalists for the top job. In addition to traditional vetting, the city also solicited input from the public. Smith joined the department in 1999 after beginning his law enforcement career in Cortez. Right now in Grand Junction, it's 36. In Denver, it's 23. This is CPR News.